Donald Trump promises more merit immigration and DACA plan. By Neil Monroe on July 15, 2020. President Donald Trump slammed Joe Biden's promise to flood the blue-collar labor market with new migrants and refugees in a Rose Garden speech on July 14. But then Trump used his speech to promise he would expand white-collar merit migration into the jobs needed by unemployed, swing-voting college graduates. Joe Biden would vastly expand low-skilled immigration to the United States, Trump said, adding. So they want a lot of people come in with low skills. Think of that, vastly expand low-skilled immigration to the United States. These are the things that are in the plan. This is Biden. Biden has gone radical left. Increase refugee admissions by 700%. Huh. That's a lot. Every person from South America is going to pour in, and every person from other countries, they're going to be pouring in, he said. But Trump then said he would shift immigration rules to favor the inflow of higher-skilled, white-collar migrants, despite the massive unemployment numbers in the American middle class, he said. In the not-too-distant future, pretty soon I'm going to be signing a new immigration action. Very, very big merit-based immigration action. It's going to be based on merit. It's going to be very strong. As he repeatedly slammed Biden's endorsement of low-skilled, blue-collar migration, Trump also said he would endorse some form of benefit for the 700,000-plus younger DACA migrants who were brought into the country by their illegal immigrant parents. I'm going to take care of DACA much better than the Democrats did. The Democrats had their chance, and they blew it. But we're going to take care of DACA because I'm going to be doing. In the not-too-distant future, pretty soon, I'm going to be signing a new immigration action. Very, very big merit-based immigration action that, based on the DACA decision, I'll be able to do. Trump, however, suggested he would demand a swap from Democrats in exchange for any DACA benefits. Democrats used it as politics. I'm using it to get something done, he said, adding. We'll be taking care of people from DACA in a very Republican way. I've spoken to many Republicans, and some would like to leave it out. But, really, they understand that it's the right thing to do. Trump's 2020 strategy of promising more white-collar migration is puzzling. In part, because Trump has changed public attitudes about migration since he was elected in 2016. For example, Trump has largely blocked new illegal immigration, chiefly by changing laws and regulations governing the asylum claims by migrants crossing from Mexico. A Pew Research Center survey taken in June shows that only 43% of Republicans and Republican leaders now consider illegal immigration to be a very big problem. That 43% is a huge drop from the 67% level recorded in 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2019. In contrast, his promise of more merit-based immigration is a direct shot at a new block of swing voters. The college-educated, suburban professionals who worry they will soon lose their jobs and careers to merit immigrants. Especially since 2016, when Trump promised to end the H-1B program, this bloc has viscerally opposed the merit-based immigration that has pushed their husbands, wives, sons, and daughters out of college grad, white-collar jobs. For example, a June to July Rasmussen poll showed that 67% of all voters said no to more foreign workers while Americans need jobs. So did 66% of people with college degrees, 80% of conservative suburban women, 71% of moderate suburban women, and 62% of liberal suburban women. Just 12% of swing voting moderate suburban women and just 19% of all likely voters agreed with business groups and Democrats that the government should allow employers to import foreign workers to fill job openings instead of recruiting among these unemployed Americans, said the poll of 1,810 likely voters. The Rasmussen poll echoed the result of several recent polls, including a survey of 1,008 adults taken from April 21 to 26 by The Washington Post. The poll was taken just after Trump announced April 22 that he would trim migration to help Americans gain jobs in the coronavirus recovery. An immigration shutdown is backed by 65% of all adults, 67% of independents, 83% of Republicans, 76% of conservatives, 64% of moderates, and by 63% of younger people aged 18 to 39, said The Washington Post. A shutdown is also backed by 61% of non-whites, 60% of people with college degrees, 68% of people with income below $50,000, and 62% of people with income above $100,000, said the Post. However, Trump is under pressure from advisors and business groups to expand merit-based immigration that allows investors and CEOs to boost their stock prices by cutting white-collar payroll costs. These advisors are betting Trump's campaign on the hope they can build an alliance of billionaires and blue-collars, leaving white-collars to be targeted by migration programs. For example, campaign advisor Mercedes Schlapp told Fox News July 12, "What the president has also been talking about is a merit-based immigration system, meaning that you protect American workers while at the same time bringing in the brightest and the best into our country. That is a fundamental shift from Trump's 2016 campaign, when he promised white-collar voters in March 2016, I will end forever the use of the H-1B as a cheap labor program and institute an absolute requirement to hire American workers first for every visa and immigration program. No exceptions." On June 22, 2020, Trump followed through by announcing a temporary ban on new H-1Bs and a directive to his staff to rewrite the H-1B regulations to favor the hiring of young American graduates. Trump recognized the importance of jobs and wages in his 2017 inauguration speech when he promised jobs for blue-collar and white-collar Americans, not migrants. "We will get our people off of welfare and back to work, rebuilding our country with American hands and American labor. We will follow two simple rules, buy American and hire American." The June to July Rasmussen poll also asked voters about the university's optional practical training, OPT, visa worker inflow. The OPT workers are described by migration advocates as high-skilled, but they are a mixed bag of skilled and unskilled white-collar workers who are recruited by the Fortune 500 companies into the white-collar jobs needed by American graduates. Rasmussen's poll showed that 52% of likely voters who are neither Republicans nor Democrats oppose the skilled program, while just 28% endorse the visa worker program. 64% of Republicans oppose the merit-based OPT program and only 25% support the giveaway, according to Rasmussen. The job-skilled migration program got its strongest support from pro-migration liberals and Democrats. Liberals split 47% for versus 28% against, while Democrats split 44% for versus 34% against. Yet 25% of liberals and 21% of Democrats dodged the question by saying, "Not sure." College voters opposed the program 47% to 35%, giving Trump an opportunity to improve his lagging support among college graduates. Blacks with college degrees oppose the program 52% to 30%. Suburban voters oppose the program 61% to 33%, while urban voters support the program by 42% to 40%. The strongest opposition comes from conservative women in suburbia who oppose the program by 75% to 18%. Self-described moderate women in suburbia oppose the program by 48% to 29%. These and other polls show that the public strongly objects to companies hiring foreign workers before American employees. For example, an August 2017 poll reported that 68% of Americans oppose companies' use of H-1B visa workers to outsource U.S.-based jobs that could be held by Americans. The polls predict grassroots opposition to Trump's draft plans. There is a strong sense of betrayal among many Trump voters upon learning of the president's recent admission that he is planning a bill or executive order to give a road to citizenship amnesty to Obama's DACA illegal aliens, said a July 14 statement from American for Legal Immigration PAC. The statement added, "ALIPAC surveyed the national organization's social media pages and 50,000 email subscribers and found more than 90% oppose Trump's shocking reversal on DACA, and more than 80% say such a move will decrease their support for President Trump." Follow Neil Monroe on Twitter at Neil Monroe, or email the author at monroe@breitbart.com.